You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Listeners, welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. Okay, we can't start this episode without, of course, personally now live kind of inviting you to TFEcon. Because I want to tell you, come Thursday, so 2 days from right now, when you'll hear this episode, early bird pricing is over. And with our code podcast, you can stack them. This content is so good. You need to be there. The vendor hall is going to be next level. You need to be there. And when you're in Columbus in the fall, I promise you it's gorgeous. We wouldn't have invited you to our hometown if we didn't think you'd have a blast while you're here. So take advantage of early bird pricing, tfecon.com. We're going to chat about property management.
Hi guys, my name is Danielle. Me and my husband are listeners of the show, and we finally took the plunge. We bought a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in the west end of Panama City Beach. You can find us on Instagram at the.cowabungalow. My question is around full property management, and I feel like I have experienced something that didn't feel right to me, but I just didn't know what was industry norm. So I would love your opinion. Me and my husband reached out to our property management company on a certain date in July and asked for our nightly rate to be lowered to a very specific amount. Once we got lowered to that rate, we got a flurry of bookings all at the same time, which we were so grateful for and very excited about, until we did the math and the breakdown of those bookings. And it came in 10% lower than the rate we had just set with our property management company. And their response was, well, we give 10% off right now. We're running a special. If you don't want to be included in discounts, you need to specifically let us know. Which we were a little confused about because we had literally just told them what our nightly rate should be, and they never specified that it would be lower than that rate.
Oops, I think she got cut off. We do have a minute and 30 second minimum, but I think
we've got the gist of the question.
We got the gist.
Oof. All right. Sarah and I encountered this today, listeners. It is so important to review your contracts. So that as a business owner, as a short-term rental host, I'm first going to advise you to facts over feelings here. Does that sting? Does it hurt? Absolutely. But we're going to be in this for the long term. Review your contract. I have a feeling that there are some line items in there that might mention that you will be a part of their discounting if there's a lull in the season, or part of their promotional offers. There might be a line that says, if you want to opt out of our promotional offers, you need to let us know. So number one, I would check the contract. Number two, sounds like it might be not miscommunication between you and the person that you talk to, but I don't know how large the property management company is that you're working with, because you might have had one, you know, conversation with someone or an email. I always encourage email. That way you have it in writing, on digital writing. But that way, you know, you might have had that message loud and clear to one person, but they have a revenue manager or someone's in charge of promos that the message didn't get relayed to. So what I hear here is I think we need to do a little bit more research, and it stinks. I'm not saying it doesn't, because like the damage is done there as far as like what you anticipated the revenue being, but I think really understanding for the future.
And Danielle, obviously you're a listener of ours, so we're on your side. But as a fellow property manager of other people's properties, I will tell you this, Danielle, and we manage a very small amount of properties on purpose. We believe in boutique and really hands-on approach plus regardless. But even as small as we are, once something steps outside of our systems, mayhem ensues. And I'm not being dramatic, right? So when if a homeowner were to reach out to me and ask to, first of all, lower a price to a very specific price, I would want to have a more in-depth discussion as to why and where you got that data from. Mm-hmm. Because I would hope that my client, you, would trust the fact that the prices we have set are based on data. But I'm also here where I'm a partner with my owner. So I do want to have these discussions about the pricing. And it may have been something that they wanted to collaborate with you on and heed your request, but it's so out of their normal system that they didn't think to, oh my gosh, we also have this promo going on, right?
Right.
So I'm just trying to like see it from the property manager standpoint of wanting to be a partner with you, wanting to go with your suggestion. I'm not sure what that conversation was like, and them not even thinking about that promo that was going on because again, we wouldn't, honestly, like we make it very clear when we start relationships with owners that if you come into our program, it is our program and you have to trust us, you know, completely. I'm not saying we don't make mistakes from time to time and that our owners don't point things out, but they do so in the way of like, hey, we trust you. We know you've got this, but we see this, this, and that. Do you mind looking into it?
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense too of just—
Yeah, no, I that's what I'm saying. I think Danielle and her husband could have clearly communicated that. But what you said, Sarah, it like mayhem ensues of like, you know, and also to just put yourself in the property management shoes of if every owner was calling in every day wanting to adjust pricing. So my advice is too, I want you to kind of take a look in the mirror of like, well, why did we hire them? It's for them to be the experts. And so I would also, instead of like lowering to a specific rate, I would have clear communication with them because you would be surprised sometimes. Like, I think I know what's best and I'm a hard charger. And then I talk to somebody and be like, oh, I never even thought about that because maybe they knew this 10% promo was coming that was going to get you to that rate that you and your husband had come together on. And that was like a part of their plan all the time was to get you that. Because I will tell you this, consumers, no matter where they are, you guys heard us at the beginning of the episode, people like discounts. People like to feel like they're winning, like they've gotten, you know, I just stayed at a hotel and they had like this pop-up discount coupon code. I was like, put the
sign
code.
Me up.
Good day. I used it, you know, like I remember what the code was and like, it was probably wasn't even a discount, but I felt like I was winning there. So, that's, you know, they might've had that plan all along of those discounts, but yeah, communication is key here. And I would really read the contract and let them do what they do best, challenge them. But, again, it sounds to me that it was a blanket discount that they were doing on every homeowner in their program. It's something they probably do on a quarterly basis. And there's probably a box that didn't get checked on the computer. There's a coupon code that didn't get disabled on your listing. I actually feel very confident in this, Danielle. It was in no way, shape, or form malicious intent or they wanting to go against your wishes. I don't think it's that at all. I think it's something more.
But I do want to offer that to you, Danielle, that it's not uncommon for a property manager's program for it to be set. Like if you are in our program, mm-hmm. we have systems in place and we need you to trust us. And for if you want to talk to them about, you know, I think this is a great opportunity, Danielle, to now get them on a Zoom call or a phone call and have that conversation as if you're partners because you are. Right. It's your property, but their job is to mix their expertise with it. And the cool thing about you, Danielle, is you listen to things for visiting. So mm-hmm. I know that you are more educated than they might think that you are. And
right.
So let them know that and tell them you're coming at it from a partnership standpoint and that you'd like when you do have a suggestion for pricing or anything else with your property that you'd like for them to meet you as that partner, but also either you respect the fact they've got this program in place and what they say goes, and maybe they're not the partner for you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Last but not least, though, I want to tie a bow on this of like, also red flags. If something doesn't feel right, if this isn't the right partnership, again, read your contract and bolt. Don't feel bad for pivoting. Like Sarah and I, again, well, like we've been looking at contracts all week, like relationships we're in. And like, if something doesn't feel right and it, you know, and there are red flags, that the contract is in place for a reason. It's easy to get out of. It's easy for you to choose someone else. So I don't want to end this episode without saying you are the homeowner. You are the CEO of this business. So if that felt wrong and you, yeah. you know, with your gut, if and then this probably, you know, there might be a multitude of other things. So you choose, you know, who you want to work with, who you sign contracts with. But also if you decide to continue on, make a note. Like, hey, email, say, hey, we had this conversation. This is a document, facts over feelings, data over drama, but you are the CEO and we appreciate you listening to the show. We just wanted to, sometimes, you know, we had to give you our perspective on all the angles there.
Danielle, good luck. Keep us posted, please. We mean that. With that, my name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.